Vacation, the Red Hot Chili Peppers story. Written by Jeff Apter and read by Adrian Mulroney. The Chili Peppers had finally gotten it right with Mother's Milk. The songs were strong, the playing was sometimes dazzling, and the band chemistry was perfect, thanks to the recruitment of new guns Chad Smith and especially John Frusciante, whose songwriting had given the band's rap-rock blend a much-needed transfusion of melody. There was also a poignancy and a sense of emotional truth to some of the songs that had never been heard before from the Four Stooges of rock. Up to this point, EMI had considered the band a middling priority. To the Suits, they were the kind of act who would sell enough albums to justify their relatively low recording budgets, but superstardom wasn't a word found in their marketing reports. Not that this was an unusual attitude. Most bands were viewed this way. But things changed with Mother's Milk. Their new A&R manager, the New York-based Rob Gordon, was young, ambitious, and music-savvy. He'd studied engineering. He'd played in a band with Trey Anastasio, later of Phish, and had also tried to sign REM to EMI just prior to their breakthrough hit Green. Gordon had just struck gold, literally, with Seattle art metalists Queensryche and their 1988 LP Operation Mind Crime. He'd achieved this by going outside the typical company guidelines, tapping into the band's black T-shirted fanbase and spreading the word via the use of street teams. When Gordon approached his boss and asked for the Peppers job, the response from his manager typified EMI's attitude. "Really?" he was asked. As expected, the band treated Gordon with disdain. When he first met Kiedis, the singer asked him, "What are you going to do for us?" It typified the band's dislike of EMI.